And welcome back. We are joined now by Sherry Carberry. And Sherry is with Boeing. And Sherry, tell us a little bit about what you do with airplanes.
Sure, Steve. I'm the Vice President of Boeing Flight Services. And at Flight Services, we're the ones that if you're a Boeing customer and you're taking delivery of our airplanes, we provide the training for the pilots and the technicians to fly and take care of our airplanes.
Excellent. And you said you've kind of grown up with Boeing?
Yes, I've been with Boeing for over 26 years. It's a fabulous place to work. We do really cool stuff.
Good. And where are you based then?
Seattle, Washington.
In Seattle, okay.
I'm in Seattle, but we have 17 training locations around the world to train our customers.
Okay. Have you traveled around to those different spots?
I'm on the road all the time, meeting with customers and our team, yeah.
Okay, great. So first time here at Oshkosh?
No, this is my fifth year at Oshkosh. But what's really cool is this is the first year that Boeing has a chalet. Where we're really showcasing all of our cool technologies, and we've got a pilot series where they're talking to people about becoming pilots, and we've got a maintainer that's showing how you take care of our 787 composite airplane. And then we also have Jeppesen here that's had a chalet here for probably 20 years.
Right. Yeah. Great. And where is that located?
The Boeing Chalet is on the Boeing Plaza because we are proud premier sponsors of EAA Air Ventures this year.
Excellent. And really one of the things, folks on the radio can't see your shirt, but the ones on the big screen can. Of course, you're here with Women Soar. You are really have a passion for getting young people into aviation as pilots, technicians, and, of course, young women.
Absolutely. That's so critical. So let me start with first, Boeing is forecasting the need for over 38,000 new commercial airplanes over the next 20 years. So you think about that and what's needed to support and fly them. We're forecasting 558,000 new pilots, 609,000 new technicians to support that world's fleet. So exciting opportunities for young people to get into aviation, to fly and maintain really cool airplanes. And specifically around Women Soar, we're a proud sponsor of that. When you look at just the United States, only 6% of the pilots flying are women. So there's a real opportunity to help fill that demand with women of the future.
All right. And being a repeat visitor, are there some stories that you've already discovered of inspiring young people?
Oh, my gosh. Just come to our chalet every day, all day. There's young people. They want to be pilots. They want to be engineers. They want to be astronauts. And, you know, I think we lost some of the luster over the last decade, and we're getting it back. And there's just so many stories to share.
Good. Any that stand out to you?
I think the young, it was a very cute one. We have a photo booth in the chalet, so I encourage everybody to come have their picture taken. It looks like you're flying a 787 in the flight deck. We had a young woman come through, and first thing she did is she said, I want to be a pilot. And she went up and she sat in the first officer seat instead of the captain's seat. Mm-hmm. And like, well, why are you in the first officer seat? She said, I just didn't think about it, but I want to be a captain. I've always wanted to be a captain. She grew up going to air shows with her dad and got excited about it. Now, the challenge is you've got to have the money to afford becoming a pilot. Mm-hmm. And so Boeing is also out really working with industry and governments around the world to make sure there's scholarships available, that there's a funding available to make sure these young people can get the aviation degree that they're looking for.
Good. And you bring up an excellent point. It's not just something that's happening in this country. It's around the world that this demand is exploding. So you have to be able, as you already are, to be other than just in North America.
Absolutely. And in fact, when you look at the next 20 years, 40% of the airplanes are expected to go into Asia Pacific. And so you look at that part of the world, they don't have the infrastructure. They certainly have the people. Mm-hmm. So it's how do you make sure that those people get the training that they need?
And so I was going to ask, how do you go about doing that?
So we have our training locations all over the world. We have training centers in Shanghai, in Singapore, in Brisbane, in all different parts of the world. We're opening one in Moscow, Russia right now, making sure that we're bringing training closer to where our customers operate.
Great. And for technicians, I mean, we think at this event, usually the A&P, twisting wrenches on piston airplanes, but really there's a wide variety of technicians aside from just the people who are doing the mechanical sort of things. What are some of those?
Yeah, especially when you think about the new technology airplanes like our 787 Dreamliner. If you're a technician on the 87, you're really a software engineer, and you're troubleshooting with a laptop that you take to the plane, and you're learning what the systems are and what they need to fix. It's really amazing high-tech work. It's certainly not like the mechanics of old.
Right. And as you said, you kind of grew up in Boeing. And what are some of the fascinating things in technology that have really changed the industry, that in your opinion?
Well, just technology alone, I'll just keep going back to the 787 Dreamliner because that's our new technology platform. We have so many cool things on it. So there's the 787 dimmable windows, right? So if you're a passenger, you have a much larger view, and it's also easier for the airline customers to maintain. With the brakes, we have the all-electric brakes, the first commercial airplane to have all-electric brakes, which are lighter weight and cost less to maintain. So we're doing things like that that are allowing, we have the full barrel composite fuselage, which is lightweight. If you come into the chalet, we have a bucket of 500 rivets that weighs about 40 pounds. And the point of the bucket is that's 1/2400th of the weight that's not on the 787 because of the composite structure of the airplane. So just really driving to lighter weight, more efficient composites for our customers.
Excellent. And the 787 was in development for quite a few years. About how long did that process take?
It took about 7 years. Okay. Yeah. It was a lot of new technology, a lot of things we had to work through. So we did deliver later than we anticipated, but it has been flying now since 2011. There's about 300 of them in service. What's really cool is you think about the performance of it. The 787 makes up about 5% of the world's flying fleet today. Mm-hmm. But the 87 has opened up over 20% of the new routes since it started in 2011. So just great testament to its efficiency and its capacity.
Good. And is there a forecast that you have projected for approximately how many will go into service in the next few years?
Of the 787? 787? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So the mid-size market in total, which includes all competitors, is about 7,000 airplanes over the next 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of airplanes, a lot of growth.
Really? Good. And which, of course, again, is driving the need for pilots and technicians.
Yeah.
One of the reasons that you're here.
And what's exciting, I didn't mention earlier, for the 38,000 airplanes, it's worth $5.6 trillion. And so if you're a young person aspiring to have a great career, this is a fabulous long-term market that does cool, innovative things.
Excellent. And you might not be able to answer this one, but is there something we can peek under the tent and under development now to be a replacement or
certainly
with 787?
Not for the 787, okay. But certainly for the 737. We have the 737 MAX that'll come out in 2017. Very excited about that. In fact, we have our deputy chief pilot, flight test pilot for the MAX program in the chalet. Okay. So encourage everybody to go meet her, Christine Walsh. And we have the 777X that's going to come out in 2020, replacing our 777.
Okay, great. And again, where are you located on the field? Where can folks find you?
We are on the Boeing Plaza right across from the Ford tent. Okay. And we've got a ton of experts in there and people that would love to talk to everybody.
Great. Any final thoughts before we go?
Well, I'll just say this. This is my favorite event of the year. I think it is the coolest aviation event in the world. I think we need to keep promoting this. The energy, the passion here is just phenomenal, and I'm excited to be here.
Great. And also, thank you for your support of Women Soar.
Thank you.
All right. And the big picture on Boeing Plaza is today or tomorrow?
It's today.
Today. Okay.
Yep, at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. So if you're a young lady or maybe not so young, it's okay. Well, everybody get together, and all the women in aviation, please come to Boeing Plaza and take part in that picture 1 o'clock this afternoon.
We will be there in our beautiful shirts.
Yellow shirts. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Sherry, appreciate you spending some time with us today, and I hope you have a great rest of the air venture.
Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you. And from the stand, this is EAA Radio.